Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, 7:43, time now for question of the day on a Monday. You guys ever need anything discussed, you can always email us.
Jessica at power1017.com.
And Jess, you got a new email.
Yeah, it says, Bill and Jess, I need some advice and I just don't know what to do. Lately, I felt this gnawing suspicion that my husband is cheating.
He tells me
that I am paranoid. But his behavior has changed. He's distant, uninterested, and avoids intimacy with me. I found myself going through his phone, checking his social media, even showing up unexpectedly, just trying to catch him in a lie. But every time, he's insisting that I'm the problem and that I am ruining our marriage by not trusting him.
Distant, uninterested, avoids intimacy, cheating.
Red flags.
That's it. You've already answered your own question. You don't need the suspicion anymore.
But
something's
when she's
going on.
Like searching, going through his phone, checking social media, showing up, trying to catch him.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Well, there's something. Maybe he's not even cheating yet, but the first steps in cheating is a conversation.
I know, but she hasn't found anything.
Well,
it's driving her crazy.
Maybe he's just,
she's trying to find that proof, but she doesn't have it yet.
Well, maybe he hasn't done anything yet, but he's got interest elsewhere.
But how do you trust someone, she says, who feels so far away? How do you ignore that gut feeling that something is wrong? I don't want to push him further away, but I also, can't pretend that everything is fine. Am I wrong for feeling this way? What should I do? I can tell she's driving herself crazy.
Well, you're not wrong for feeling that way. That's number one.
We always say when you're gut feeling, you got to follow it.
Don't feel like you're pushing him further away by talking to him. Like, that's not, now you're turning it around on you, and it's not you.
Yeah, she's putting it on herself.
It's him. He's the one acting dumb. He's the one.
Something's up.
Distant, uninterested, avoids intimacy. That's
something.
Those are all like the classic signs that your interests are elsewhere. Or even if you're not cheating, or maybe you are cheating. So,
unless he has, I know we talked about this before, unless he has something going on health-wise where he's having a problem and he's embarrassed. I know you always say that, but
something else is going on.
I'm not saying that that's what I feel here.
Yeah, no, I mean, but
because there's so many things, but I know we've mentioned it before.
Yeah, that's not what happened tonight.
With the intimacy.
He's got other interests.
He might be embarrassed.
No, he's got other interests and or he's cheating.
He's already doing something.
Yeah. 302-858-5117. And if he has like other health issues going on, then you need to tell her. Like, it's your wife.
Oh.
If not, then you need to reevaluate your whole relationship. So that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, it's your wife.
Yeah. So again, have you guys ever been in that situation before? And do you think this is, a sign of cheating? Is he cheating? Does he have interest elsewhere?
Flags.
Yeah. Let's see. 859 checking in. Seems like he's interested elsewhere. Yes.
Something's going on.
He is.
Always follow your gut feeling.
Again, 302-858-5117.